Good evening, thanks for coming. It's such an honor to be here at Bode Museum. But first of all, we would like to thank Yvonne Zindel for inviting us to take part in Lab Bode discussion, program that explores the possibilities of educational role of the museum in 21st century. So this focus seems very much needed in the current culture and also political situation today, marked by increasing institutional closures we are witnessing today, as well as even growing trend toward monetization or subjugation of cultural institutions, museums in particular, to so-called objective indicators, such as mechanically counting visitors, to be classified as precisely as possible into box-like compartments. As Yvonne already shortly introduced us, today we will talk about some aspects of our curatorial work related to the notion of knowledge production. And since the very beginning of our work that started in the late 90s, we have been experimenting a lot with informal and self-organized work, and that led us also to developing complex partnerships and running a city-owned gallery, Nova, in Zagreb. And Croatia, as many other European countries today, is facing the devastating side effects of aggravated far-right revisionism, which rapidly crumbles the institutional infrastructure, not only of independent cultural microorganizations as ours, but also of wider social principles of solidarity and secular values inherited from socialist era. The three questions, what, how, and for whom, from the name of our collective, were the title of our first exhibition project that was dedicated to 152nd anniversary of Communist Manifesto. We did it in Zagreb in 2000, and again on the occasion of 153rd anniversary of Communist Manifesto in Vienna in 2001. And these three questions, what, how, and for whom, are actually three basic questions of every economic organization. What do you produce, how do you do it, and for whom it is for? So these three questions became the motto of our curatorial work, and we took it as a name of our collective. And we always ask ourselves these questions, and they are a constant source of inspiration, especially related to the question of knowledge production. Our understanding of the role of cultural institutions, museums included, always looked close to the challenges of rethinking the exhibitions as interventionist forms and as possibilities to affect the system of art production. Although today many of microculture organizations like ours act in highly adversary ideological, political, and material circumstances, we believe that still small and middle-sized organizations or institutions, along with artistic practices and activist groups they support and collaborate with, still play important role in the process of reconfiguring the institutional practices, museums included. Today we will be focused on two projects Yvonne mentioned, Really Useful Knowledge, exhibition that was presented in 2014 in Museum Nacional Centro de Arte Reina Sofia in Madrid in 2014, and our long-term engagement with the interdisciplinary project Public Library and its various iterations. They also took part in Really Useful Knowledge exhibition. Through these and also other examples that are capable of producing organizational forms of collective utilization of public resources, action and experiments, we will reflect on these tensions, but also on possibilities related to engaged knowledge production within the realm of the exhibition format. Exhibition Really Useful Knowledge thematized ways of reciprocal learning and teaching, and looked into forms of social and political organization. The exhibition was conceived as a balancing act between educational, pedagogical, and didactic intentions that approached the notion of critical pedagogy in its many experiments as a crucial element in various collective struggle. The title was taken from the notion of really useful knowledge, which originated from the workers' awareness of the need for self-education in the early 19th century England. The workers' movement used the term really useful knowledge to designate, to discern self-organized workers' education in subjects like economy, politics, history, and philosophy, and as opposed to so-called useful education in applied sciences and engineering provided by capitalists. To this reference, to the beginning of the struggle against capital exploitation and the early efforts towards self-organized education of workers, the exhibition looked into issues around education from a contemporary perspective. It was shaped in the close dialogue and with collaboration with the museum's teams and their programs. And at that time, 2014, it was set against the background of austerity measures in Spain that resulted in collapse of housing market. They say that approximately 70,000 people were evicted from their houses in 2013 alone. And at that time, that also included attempts to dismantle public education and health system. So the exhibition juxtaposed the works that reflect to historical struggles along with the contemporary examples that oppose new social inequalities. So the exhibition included a number of collectives whose work is based on self-organized principle of collective learning. This is an installation by Russian collective Što Djelat, What's to be Done. Study, Act Again is the name of the installation, and it functioned as an archival, theatrical, and didactic space, and also for the interaction with visitors and participants. Another collective is group Mujeres Públicas, public women from Buenos Aires, who are dealing with the position of women and numerous political struggles around legislation of abortion in Argentina and in Latin America. It's important to stress that in collaboration with the Museum Education and Mediation Department, we invited collective, artistic collective Subtramas, who conceptualized four thematic exhibition tours and series of assemblings, readings, and discussions in collaboration with numerous local, cultural, and political activists groups. Also, many works related to historical struggles, and many of them were addressing colonialism and its legacy. As Australian artist Brooke Andrew, here you can see his installation, Splinter of Monument, that also discussed racism as a structural feature of colonialism. Another example related to anti-colonial struggle is work by Catarina Simão, a Portuguese artist, the Mozambican Institute, her long-term project, researched the film archive of Mozambican Liberation Front Frelimo as a part of their struggle against Portuguese rule. Another thematic line of the exhibition looked into the potentiality of images as expressed in forms of arts and crafts and community and popular art. Here you can see Ardmore Ceramic Art Studio, a collective from South Africa whose ceramics were collectively made in response to official government silence on AIDS in the 80s. Commemorating fellow artists lost to disease, and also explaining how epidemics spread and advising some possible methods of protection. Another example in this arts and craft approach is Hanna Rigen, a Norwegian artist who in the 30s made fantastic tapestries on her farm in remote area in Norway, with motifs that were related to the rise of fascism, Mussolini's invasion of Ethiopia, and Spanish Civil War. The central concern of the exhibition was perhaps, I'm sorry, best exemplified by partisan art, which included the selection of different materials related to partisan struggle in World War II in Yugoslavia. This struggle was not only fight against fascism, but also cultural and social revolution, where masses of anonymous partisans became cultural workers, poets, and performers. But what makes these works partisan art is not a specific formal language, but participation in the struggle. And here you can see partisan puppet theater. In the exhibition, we showed it in a room together with works by Emory Douglas, cultural minister of Black Panthers Party. He created those engaged prints to the Black Panther Party, the newspaper of the party that was published during their struggle against racial oppression in the 60s and 70s in United States, America. And apart from that line that can be related to the idea of socially engaged art, the exhibition also went in many directions, also allowing for poetry and offering aesthetic, sensory, and sensual participatory experience. This is, for example, a wonderful video by Cecilia Vicuña, What is Poetry to You?, done in 1980 in Bogota. So this is brief introduction to the exhibition. And the next two examples of Public Library and Trevor Paglen that were included in really useful exhibition demonstrate how institutional infrastructure can be repurposed both as material and spatial network, but also as an ally for supporting various legally and structurally challenging art-related practices.